The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Now, on Monday, many of us will be packing our lunchboxes and getting buses, cars and trains back to the office, back to the computer terminals, water coolers and the painful task of having to laugh at jokes from John at the end of the corridor. But if you're anywhere near writer Paul Howard, don't use two particular words. He won't forgive you for it.
The world is slowly returning to normal. Hundreds of thousands of us are about to be reacquainted with old colleagues.
Are we all supposed to be wearing pants now?
And to rediscover what it feels like to do our jobs wearing grown-up outdoor clothes again.
You know, because we haven't worn pants in months, you know, except for strictly...
We are returning to the great social and behavioural mixing pot that is the office workspace.
Live fast, die young. Not my way. Live fast, sure, live too very fast sometimes. But die young, die old.
While we're engaged in this great societal reset, it is surely time we had a conversation about the most infuriatingly antisocial personality type in any work environment. I'm talking about the person who responds to a joke or any effort at humour by going, ba-doom, tss. The chances are that you know someone who does this. You might actually like them. They could be a valued colleague, even a trusted friend. But then you'll say something to inject some much-needed levity into a work conversation, and they're ready with that onomatopoeic riposte. Ba-doom-tss. Two quick drum strokes followed by a cymbal splash to make you feel like a comedian dying on your feet in a bad cabaret act. When did we start doing this to each other? The ba-doom-tss has been around for as long as American TV chat shows have used live bands. Anyone who's ever seen Jay Leno.
What a storm we had. Was that unbelievable? It's like the storm of the century here in Los Angeles. No, it was.
Or Conan O'Brien.
Now that's the show we want to watch.
Or David Letterman.
Republicans are now whining, the Democrats are whining, they're all just a bunch of whining babies. And
we'll be familiar with how it works. When the host does his stand-up bit at the top of the show, the drummer responds to the usually corny material by scoring each scripted joke with a neat percussive flourish. But then the spoken word version started creeping into our everyday interactions. And people we all know, many of whom don't even play the drums, became habitual, unthinking, ba-doom-tissers, irrespective of the quality of the joke. To ba-doom-tiss someone is an act of overarching arrogance. It is to declare yourself the arbiter of what is and isn't funny. And yet most of the ba-doom-tissers I have known in my life have been the kind of people who never say anything funny themselves, who are indeed uncomfortable in the company of funny people. It's as if the bum-tissing is their effort to control an environment in which they feel powerless. Which is not to say that they are undeserving of our understanding and forgiveness. As a matter of fact, we should declare this coming Monday a National Day of Intervention. Find the ba-doom-tisser in your office. It could be someone hard at work in the next pod, someone you talk to sometimes at the water cooler, someone you've long respected from the other side of the boardroom table. Talk to them. It's quite possible they don't know that everyone in the office despises them and wishes they would go and work somewhere else. Tell them to allow people to tell their jokes, cheesy or not, without their usual joy-killing drum and cymbal retort. It feels like such a long time since we've laughed together in groups. So let us have this. Humour will lighten your workload and shorten even the slowest day. And just like the office ba-doom-tisser's imaginary drum set, well, you just can't beat it.
Bedump Tissers, you know who you are. Thanks to Ross O'Carroll Kelly, author Paul Howard there, and also thanks to John Smith, who did the sound on that report.